Daisy Thomas with us this morning.
Good morning,
yes.
Daisy.
Yes, g'day, guys. Happy lockdown. How are we all?
Thanks for coming in, mate.
No, thanks for having me. Great to be out of the house.
How's lockdown treating you?
Mine's actually been okay. Yeah. So, obviously, Thursday night, wherever you were bunkered down is your place of residence, essentially, for the week. So, I was planning on being down at Sorrento to play footy with them for the weekend. I was going to train there Thursday night, was going to partake in some golf Friday and then play on Saturday. So I was down at a house there and we went into lockdown. So
you're down at a house there?
I've just knuckled down the beach for a bit.
How wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's a result because the last couple of lockdowns obviously done in Melbourne.
Mm.
Although you're allowed your, 2 hours yard time, it's a lot nicer to walk along the beach than it is the streets of leafy Toorak.
Absolutely. You've had a real win there.
A big result. Something.
You can have a sunset stroll along the beach this evening.
Yeah. Yes.
That's fantastic. Mate, winners and losers is your big bit, so we're forward selling to that.
And absolutely, strap yourselves into.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Before we get there, I think it'd be remiss of us not to talk about the big one on the weekend, St Kilda North.
Was that on? Really good game. High scoring. They both scored, which was probably more than most predicted.
St Kilda were, I think, at $1.30, and I just saw, well, North was around the $3.20. I thought, well, what is the point?
There's just some games on the weekend that probably didn't need to be played. Just walk out, flip a coin, sort of, and that, you know, that is
Gold
disrespectful.
Gold Coast Hawthorn, well, at the Sydney Cricket Ground in front of what we've described as family and friends.
Yeah, and that's probably generous. I'm not too sure too many of those blokes have that many friends. Geelong Collingwood at halftime, like, you could have called that off. I actually wish there had been fans for that game because there almost would have been a riot.
No goals to halftime for Geelong.
For Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Not great.
A bit of a second half sort of not bad footy by all reports. I mean, I didn't watch it. Who could?
Well, yeah, it can only go up from no goals in the first half.
Mm.
Just a weird round. And, of course, you know, we were spoilt with fans being back and how much we enjoy that. But you sit there and, like, Friday night, that game that should have had fans, the first goal in the first 17 seconds, the D's fans would have ripped the absolute lid off Marvel and instead you get the sort of faux, you know,
the weird sort of
clapping that's not really that well timed.
The clap track.
So it's tough. And I get it. Like, it's just a weird situation. There's going to be no footy in Melbourne this weekend. We're led to believe all the games have been shuffled around. So,
hey, you know that bloke who holds the target up behind the goals when Melbourne plays?
Yes.
It's like an actual bullseye. What were you looking at when you were kicking a goal? Were you like 20 metres through the goals, the letter R in the billboard sort of thing?
Well, no, generally about the first tier up, there's some sort of advertising around that. So I'd pick something there, but excuse me, most of my goals were on the run, so you didn't really have time to pick something out behind the crowd. You sort of just...
No, that sort of takes a bit of the fun away from it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
if you're snapping over your shoulder.
Very hard to find
the letter R up.
That's it. Very hard to find the man with the bullseye when you're row four on your left foot.
Would the bullseye help?
Probably not, but he thinks he's doing a great job.
He really reckons he's cracked the code, that bloke.
Yeah. It's going so well, no other team does it. So.
It's a sample size of none.
Yeah, we certainly love the cheer squad members, though.
Time for winners and losers.
Yes. Winners. And losers.
The him to her.
Long overdue.
About bloody time.
Long overdue.
Like that. I tell you what happens when you storm out and you have a little bit of a hissy fit.
Yeah. Stuff happens.
You get what you want.
Yeah. And what you wanted was an opener for winners and losers.
Well, what I wanted was an invite to the piss up. But we might get to that another time.
We definitely will.
Oh, but we'll punch through the losers. And I've added one that isn't in there.
Oh, nice.
The absolute morons who drive cars in Melbourne. There's 12 cars on the road and 8 of them have crashed this morning.
That's the roads have been a nightmare.
Monash
and the East.
But how, like, I somewhat get it when it's bumper to bumper and, you know, people break erratically.
Mm. One of them was at 5:30. The big Monash problem was at 5:30 this morning when I would imagine there was about 6 people on that road.
Correct.
Managed to hit each other, though. Well done.
did a really good job.
Well done.
Yeah,
anyway,
nice way.
Digress. Back to the footy. Loser number one this week, Nat Fyfe.
Oh, why?
Superstar, we all know that, Brownlow medalist. He can't kick a goal.
He
has the genuine yips at the minute.
Does he?
Well, he kicked 2 on the weekend, so...
What are his season stats?
5-17 he was going into this game, but he's taking marks directly in front. And you know some of the players now go back for the banana and they practice. He just gets it. He looks and then just quickly plays on because he doesn't want any attention being on him kicking for goal. It is.
He's not going to set
it's getting
shot.
Awkward. Yeah.
Okay.
He's and his team, of course, they kicked 9-15 on the day and got beat by 30-odd points. So
now, is he still playing with a broken leg or has that improved?
Well, that could be the reason. Maybe he's not going so well. Number two, the losers, the Pies. 0-7 at halftime. I was there. There was no crowds. Mm. I've never been more bored in my life.
Yeah,
and I got
right.
some, again, the legends on Twitter took to giving me some feedback for my commentary about that. Well, just to those drongos, I'm there to do special comments. When you kick 0-7, there's nothing special to bloody commentate about,
no.
So I'll have my own opinion. That was the first time in 105 years the Pies hadn't kicked a goal to halftime at the MCG.
That is astounding.
105. That's a long time.
That is unbelievable.
So to them, they can be the second loser. And unfortunately, we sort of touched on it, the crowds were the real loser this weekend.
Yeah.
Not only the ones in Melbourne, we were starved of having a crowd at that Friday night game,
well,
the blockbuster.
That should have been a belter.
That would have been unbelievable. And for the footy clubs, the fans, they all deserved it. But then to some of the other, as you said, family and friends up there at the Gold Coast, it was just a weird, weird round of footy. So to COVID, you can get stuffed and you ruin Friday night footy for everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if COVID listens or has the ability to listen, but hopefully they do.
Well, the winners? Maybe the government's listening.
Probably not.
We could sort out the rollout and quarantine at some point.
Okay. Mm. Oh, boy.
Good luck.
We're wandering into politics now. Okay. Not my forte, but I'll have a bloody opinion. The winners, of course, the Bombers. How good were they over against West Coast Eagles? The young Bombers they are.
I mean, that's got to have been the upset of the round.
Well, and West Coast, honestly, for people out there doing their tippings, they just continue to gas it. Gassed it last week against the GWS Giants, costing people their tips. So they aren't going great. But Essendon, just finding a way, I said it during the week, they're playing the most attractive brand of footy of any team outside the top eight. And they've just got young kids that just find a way to get it done. So I gave them 1 point to the second biggest winner of the week, the D's.
Mm.
I think they're the real deal, Marty.
Oh, this is frightening,
isn't it? I'm scared. I was scared last week coming in and sort of giving them a bit of a clip after they lost to Adelaide.
Who were we having a conversation with where we were like, is the lid on or off?
Probably Nick Riewoldt. Yeah, cool.
Like an outside conversation. It's like, is the lid on or off?
Yeah,
and
then
were they saying that the lid was off or on?
No, it's our Triple M resident statsman Ethan Meldrum.
Oh, yes.
He's a low-key Demon supporter, and he's trying to keep a lid on it, but Demon supporters are bubbling.
I say rip the lid off and enjoy every week.
100%.
Because this might never happen again.
Well, it probably won't. 10-1 or whatever they are to start the season will probably highly unlikely happen again. So,
are you saying that you think Melbourne could win the grand final? I'm hearing?
I'm saying that if they continue to play in the manner they are, they will be favourites to win the grand final.
Unbelievable.
The way they defended against the Western Bulldogs, who we know can slice and dice and they move it by hand.
This is the same team that went minor. This is the same team that went prelim final to last.
Prelim to last,
what,
to ninth.
About 3 years ago.
Yeah, so the footy, it's just incredible. So full credit to them. Full credit to the boys, the famous saying. And the biggest winner of the weekend was Sir Doug Nicholls' round.
Yes.
The way it was done, well done to the AFL. So I'm not sure if you saw the Brisbane game up there, but the three Indigenous boys from Brisbane came out and did their traditional dance to start
that.
Just the celebration of the Indigenous culture, also the education as well for the non-Indigenous people, and just the handing over of the gifts to start the game.
Yes.
I just think it's fantastic, and it's been really well done. And the jumpers that the players have been wearing, created by either past greats or Aboriginal people from their footy club, just fantastic to celebrate them and all the great things that the Aboriginal people have done in our game. Because, you know, I was fortunate enough, Leon Davis, absolute superstar. Andy, like all the highlights are very... a lot of them are from our Indigenous players. So well done to everyone involved in making Sir Doug Nicholls' round and continuing this weekend with the Dreamtime. It'll be over in Perth.
Yeah.
But well done to everyone involved.
Beautifully said, Daisy. Have a lovely week, mate.
Thank you. And same to you. Stay safe.